FM 90.3 WJTL for King and Country, the proof of your love. Big Daddy Weaves, the lion and the lamb, prior to that. Good morning to you. It's 7:02.
Are you ready to hear songs that will make you giggle, smile, and learn something new and tell you about the love of Jesus? Well, we got you covered. You can tune into the Kids Cookie Break Saturday mornings right here from 9 to noon for music, contests, more, and our buddy Lisa. And kids, this week, they're...
And
there will be lots of cool prizes.
Yeah, no, I think there's going to be 2 hours of the request show.
Yes, thank you.
Joining us live on the phone from Westchester is Dennis Heron. Dennis is the president and CEO of the local Make-A-Wish. Good morning to you, Dennis.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
Oh, so wonderful to have you on the air. Tell us about Make-A-Wish.
My pleasure. You know, it comes at an opportune time because tomorrow, April 29th, is our 40th anniversary of the first wish that we granted.
Oh.
So this interview is timely. 40 years ago tomorrow, young Chris Gracious, all of 7 years old, in the last stages of his battle with leukemia, dreamed of just being a police officer in Southern California because his favorite show every afternoon was these two police officers on these big motorcycles cruising Southern California looking for the bad guys, and it was called Chips. And the next door neighbor of Chris Gracious knew that poor Chris wasn't long for the world and decided with his buddies who happened to be police officers to make this happen for this young man. For 3 straight days, young Chris lived his dream, and that was the birth of Make-A-Wish.
That is amazing. How did it get from there to where we are today? How did it become such a regular thing to impact people?
Well, you know, the community and the organizers of Chris's wish, it was his mom and the neighbors and the fire department and the police department, saw the impact that it made, not just with the Chris's family, but with the entire community. And they decided as a small group, if we could do that for Chris, there are countless kids in the Phoenix area. That's where the first wish was granted and where our headquarters are, Phoenix, Arizona, that we should do this for kids that are struggling like Chris. And that branched out into what now is known as Make-A-Wish.
Man.
We have 60 chapters across the country and another 35 chapters internationally. So there's Make-A-Wish America and there's Make-A-Wish International, all for one purpose, and that's to grant the wish of a child that's been denied the opportunity to simply be a kid.
Wow. I love these stories, Dennis, but I'm curious, how has our whole lockdown situation and COVID-19, how has that impacted the wishes of the kids, especially here in our area?
Well, as you probably can imagine, because everybody is living this nightmare, is that it had a huge impact. And it really came in the middle of March when the CDC and the World Health Organization decided that traveling and large group gatherings are not a good idea, and they recommended not to do that. Well, 80% of all our wishes, and we usually do about 350 wishes our chapter alone, 80% of those wishes involve travel or large group gatherings like Disney World, like concerts, like WWE wrestling matches, athletic events. So we literally, in the middle of March, had to reach out to probably some 65, 70 kids that were scheduled in the next few weeks to go on their wish and tell them, because of the situation with the coronavirus, that your health and safety are paramount and priority one in our eyes, and we're going to have to reschedule your wish and postpone it. And that's where we are. And quite frankly, you know, we have a lot of activities that are fundraising events in the spring and summer. Almost each and every one of them, and there's a lot of them, that had to be either postponed or canceled altogether. Runs, walks, golf outings, end of school year events. These are all fundraisers that help us reach our fundraising goal each year, and now that is completely shut down.
Coming up, we're going to talk more with Dennis about how our listeners could get involved, how you can help, and we want to do that. But first, Dennis, before we go to the news and the weather here, tell us where our listeners can visit you online to get more information.
Well, our overall website is Philip, P-H-I-L-A, D-E for Delaware, S-V for Susquehanna Valley, .wish.org. And then the program that we are promoting today, wishesarewaiting.com. That's the virtual fundraiser that we'll talk a little bit about in the next segment.
Great. We'll talk more with Dennis coming up. Stick around. We have a classic from Jeff Moore.